Our next story takes us to a major art event in Morocco. Founded in 2004, the Marrakesh Biennale of Contemporary Art is one of the leading such exhibitions in Africa and the Arab world. Given its location at a geographic and cultural crossroads, the Biennale is positioning itself to become synonymous with cultural diversity, promoting dialogue through contemporary art by encouraging contact between artists and their audience. For DW, Navina Couture has had a look around the main exhibition sites and found many of the pieces on display have a political message. She sent this report from Marrakesh.
For the next 2 months, both residents as well as visitors of Marrakesh, the so-called Red City, will find it difficult to escape contemporary art. During the biennial, you'll bump into sculptures in the leafy gardens, video installations underneath the stunning Koutoubia Mosque, and even street art on the famous red walls, a first for the city. One of the artists on display here is Nadine Hatom, an Iraqi-Australian visual artist. Hatom's work is based on pictures of Iraq released by the US military. She has electronically removed the US soldiers who were previously visible. Now, only shadows remain, an attempt to pay homage and connect to her home country that she last visited almost 20 years ago.
So this is an image of the Hatta ruins. The original image features a soldier standing, looking up at the very vast arch. And now what we can see in the image is that there is a trace of something, which is the soldier, and this unfortunately has been destroyed by Daesh in 2015.
Hatom says that working on the pictures was almost therapeutic. The collection includes images of historic buildings, ruins, and the landscape of Iraq that look timeless and untouched by the ongoing violence and destruction that has been dominating the news coverage.
I felt compelled to present a view of Iraq that I felt, and even though I haven't seen it for a long time, it's still a part of me. It was a real labour of love, I think. It was pixel by pixel getting to know the landscape, pixel by pixel loving every grain of sand, every part of the sky.
The curator of this year's biennial is Reem Father. The Palestinian art historian used to run the Palestinian Association for Contemporary Art and is now based in New York working for the Guggenheim Museum. For Father, putting together a biennial void of a political message was out of question.
We are witnessing times that are very turbulent. It used to be the problematic Middle East, or this is the region where all the turbulence is happening, but it's far away from everything. And now it is no longer the case. So I think it's very important to reclaim back that kind of voice from this region and also ask larger questions to Europe and to the rest of the world about where does the responsibility really lie? Mm-hmm. And how can we disperse that sense of responsibility everywhere? By saying that this is a voice of culture, we have to look at issues of migration, of immigration, of refugees in a much more different perspective. And I want to say an empowered voice.
Who is the Ghana Philatelic Agency? And why is it based in New York?
Like in this video installation by an artistic collective called the Otolith Group, many artists represented here are looking at what has happened to the hopes and promises of African independence movements.
Why are the aesthetics of African liberation being designed on Wall Street?
Among them is the South African artist Dineo Soshibobape. With a 3D installation that fills an entire room at the Bahia Palace in Marrakesh, Medina, she pays tribute to the famous liberation song Azania, Azania.
The sculptures have spoons that have soil in them. The soil is from Madagascar, Southern Africa, Morocco and Egypt. Some stickers on the wall. The stickers are of flowers. The flowers are of flowers that are indigenous to all the countries that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And the countries are tied together because via the song which the installation is based on.
Uh-huh.
The song, the protest song, is called Azania, yeah, by the Liberation Struggle Movement. And it has been a song that's people continue to sing it to this day because the dreams of decolonization have not completely been realized.
2016 is also a year of firsts for art from Ethiopia. This is the first time a dedicated Ethiopian collection is on display at the Biennale. One of the artists represented in Marrakesh looks at the interplay between development and housing within the context of Ethiopia's rapid economic growth. The collection was curated by Ethiopian photographer and contemporary artist Aida Molune, who on the day of the opening was surrounded by gallerists and curators keen on art coming from Ethiopia.
This is the most artists that we've produced in our history. This is the most gallery spaces that we've had. And I remember when I first started coming to Ethiopia back in 2000, you know, if there was an exhibition once a month, it was like a big miracle. But now there's an opening almost every day. Mm-hmm. So the activity is really buzzing. And what's important to me is, you know, sometimes we tend to be insular, you know, as a nation. And I think for the contemporary artists now, all of a sudden, you know, there's this international exposure.
What are the main themes that you can see based out of others, but also that you've brought here?
I mean, it's really the conversation about society. You know, what I'm interested in is not just, you know, the art of beauty or what have you. It's really questioning society, questioning our lifestyle, questioning who we are as a people. And you know, when you look at the works here, it's really also talking about memory. And there's something about it. For us as Ethiopians, we always have this thing called tizita, which is nostalgia. You know, we're always looking at the past, regardless of the generation, questioning, you know, again, who we are as individuals within the context of the society that we live in.
Many of the pieces here are questioning the relationship between the so-called global south and the global north. They look at migration, racism, and labor. In the coming months, many of the people strolling through the palaces and looking at the artwork here will be European tourists. A poignant choice, says exhibition curator Reem Fada.
We really belittle how much tourism actually affects the mindsets of what we expect when we come to places. Art for me has always been a passageway to emanate and disseminate the most powerful of messages. And it's also a healing force. How better a way than through beauty? People can listen when it's a quiet environment. You can really touch people's lives.
For DW, I'm Navina Kotor in Marrakesh.